Scientists use lots of expensive sensors and satellites for studying climate change in Alaska, but more and more, they're also relying on something that's a lot more low-tech, traditional ecological knowledge. Brian Brentschneider, with our Ask a Climatologist segment, says traditional knowledge involves getting out into communities to ask residents for their climate observations and experiences. Brentschneider says in Alaska, it's considered best practice to use traditional knowledge in climate research.
I like to think of the climate system as a puzzle, and we have lots of pieces to the puzzle. And some of those pieces are thermometers, and some of them are satellite images and river gauges. And we put those pieces together in the puzzle, and we can kind of start to get an idea for what the system looks like. But there are more pieces. And so if we go to the communities and we ask, you know, hey, where do ice jams form? And, you know, when did the brush start to move in, or when did the permafrost thaw out? Now, those are more pieces of the puzzle. As we add all those in, you know, we get a more complete, better idea for what the climate is for a location.
And are there types of information that traditional knowledge is really well suited for?
Well, I think like all kinds of measurements, you know, there are some that that are going to be more reliable and some that maybe aren't so much. But for example, locations of where certain events happen, you know, again, like where does an ice jam form? Where does snow stick around farther into the spring? To things like, you know, when did or what's the permafrost been like in an area? Where and when does the sea ice set up? When does river breakup occur? So there's a lot of things that that we can glean from the traditional knowledge that there's really no other way to get that information and get an idea for what the climate of an area is like.
And are there things that it doesn't work as well for?
Well, I think, if you say, well, can you recall, you know, is someone in your community remember, you know, what the winter of 1922 was like, you know, and there may be someone that has some information on that. You know, maybe they can, that was a year where they burned through all their firewood. And so that would be one way to assess, you know, was that a cold winter or not? But, you know, some recollections are going to be better suited for some types of observations than others.
Is there an example of a study that really benefited from traditional knowledge?
There certainly is. So I think a really good example is up on the North Slope. You know, there was a time when they thought bowhead whales were really kind of critically endangered and maybe only numbered in the hundreds. But the local Inupiat hunters up from the North Slope communities really had a better feel for what those whale population numbers were like. And they worked with, say, for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to kind of come up with a new way to track populations. And it turns out they were correct that those numbers were quite a bit larger than what was originally thought. So that's an example of two groups kind of working together to come up with a better way to view the Earth and climate system.
And over your career as a scientist in Alaska, especially, how have you seen this evolve?
Well, it's really, you know, it's kind of transitioned over the last, you know, maybe 20 years or so, where it was kind of at one time kind of viewed as kind of an afterthought, as an add-on. But it really has become an integral part to studying remote areas in Alaska and all of the Arctic North. And so if members of a community are willing to work with the scientists, and the scientists are willing to work with them and respect the knowledge and treat it with respect and integrity, there's a lot of mutual benefit to using this data to better understand the world we live in.
Brian Brentschneider is a climatologist based in Anchorage with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He checks in with Alaska's Energy Desk each week as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, please send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.